Pretty much each one of us has some big dream for our lives woven into our DNA by God. But sometimes we feel so inadequate, and that dream, well, you know, it looks so big. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at the big dream in your life from a different perspective. And please stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet called Blessed to be a Blessing. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. Great to be with you again today. The last couple of weeks, we've been talking about living out the big dreams for our lives. But why have we been doing that? Because I believe that God has an amazing plan for each one of us, and He has an amazing plan for this world. And His plan is to use ordinary, fallible people like you and me to reach other ordinary, fallible people with the love of His Son, Jesus Christ. Who, me? Yes, you. Most times, He communicates a little piece of His plan at a time by laying a dream on our hearts. Something that burns inside us, something that we lose sometimes or forget, but a desire that comes back again and again. So many people live their lives but forget to live God's dream in their hearts. And one reason for that is that God's dream can be so big, it can seem so far beyond us, that it's scary. You know what I mean? Let me read to you something that a woman called Marianne Williamson wrote back in 1992. She wrote this: "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant or gorgeous or talented or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure about you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that's within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." You find that thought-provoking? I certainly do. The notion that we aren't good enough, the notion that I couldn't possibly ever live out a dream as big as this, is a notion that a lot of us have. I often wonder about Nelson Mandela. You know, Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in jail because of his opposition to apartheid in South Africa. Have you ever thought about that? 27 years is a very long time. And it must have been the dream in his heart, one day to lead his country, one day to see apartheid abolished. And I'm sure when he was sitting in that prison cell, in fact, if you read his book, we discover this, there were times when he felt that he wasn't adequate. People often ask me, how do you know that the dream that you have for your life is from God? Well, one sure way to tell is that it's way beyond anything that you or I could do. It's so outrageous that unless God's in it, it can't succeed. Now, in a sense, that's scary. But when you think about it, that's also really good. If God's not in something, frankly, I don't want it to succeed. I don't want to get two-thirds of the way down a path and find that I'm carrying a huge and heavy load, and God's not in this to carry that load with me. This was never God's plan for my life. So I don't want to succeed at anything that isn't God's plan. All right, but then are you saying that we all have to end up doing high-profile things that make us famous? No, I'm not saying that at all. We live in this entertainment world where we have larger-than-life celebrities, and we see people and even Christians succeed at their dreams, and we look at them and think, oh, well, I could never do that. God's not in my world the way that God's in that person's world. That is such wrong thinking. Look at who Jesus hung out with when he walked on this earth. Who did Jesus hang out with? Jesus hung out with prostitutes. He hung out with lepers. He hung out with tax collectors. He touched lepers. Now, all the people that society said, these are flotsam and jetsam, these are nobodies, they're the ones that Jesus spent his time with. Not the famous people, the little people. Paul writes this to the church in Ephesus. He says, God is able to do immeasurably more than all that we can ask for or even imagine, according to his power that's at work in us. Do you have a dream? that seems so far beyond anything that you can do. You can imagine the dream, you can picture it, you can see it, but there's just no way that you can get there. Let's have a look at that little verse again. God is able to do immeasurably more than all that we can ask for or imagine. So let's take your dream for a minute and say, that's all that you can ask for or imagine. That's the dream. Paul says, God is able to do immeasurably more, infinitely more God is able to do. Not because we're wonderful and clever, not because we're strong, not because we're adequate, but through his power that is at work in us. That's the operative phrase. A dream that we pursue for our lives, if this is God's dream, it is a partnership with Jesus, and he gives us his power. Sometimes we think, well, I've got God here, but God seems so far away. And what we end up doing is we put God in a really small box. And the moment we put God in a small box, all of a sudden I have to be big and strong to make this whole thing happen. Because my God is small. He's in a small box. So I can't rely on him to do stuff. But we serve a God who is able to do immeasurably more than anything that we can ask for or imagine. So we serve a huge God, a powerful God, and little old me. And we struggle to try and make that connection. But that's the perfect connection. A big God and a little me. That is a powerful combination. I mean, here's Moses, one of the greatest leaders in all history, and God calls him to lead Israel out of Egypt. He says, you've got to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses came up with five excuses. He said, who am I to go to Pharaoh? Who will I say sent me? But what if no one listens to me or believes in me? But I'm a lousy public speaker. Oh, God, please send someone else. See, Moses thought it depended on him. Moses said, who am I? What if they don't believe me? Moses forgot. He serves a massive God. And I look back in my own life and I look at the progression of walking through despair and going to Bible college and doing some practical ministry here at Back to the Bible and doing some short radio spots for commercial radio. You know, they said to me my first assignment when I was at Back to the Bible was produce some short radio spots for commercial radio. And so off I went and did it. And all the radio stations in Sydney played those commercial spots. And afterwards, they told me they'd never been able to achieve that before. It's probably just as well they didn't tell me. And then I did five-minute programs, and then I gave them up my job. And today, I'm doing these programs and other programs, and tens of thousands of people every day are listening to them. And I look at that and think, if it was up to me, that could never have happened. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, oh, right, that's you, Bernie. That's you. That could never happen to me. Well, that exact thing couldn't. But the pattern is a very familiar pattern. It's the way that God works. See how God takes an ordinary person like me, in fact, a broken down, hurting person, puts a dream in their hearts and uses them for his glory. You have a different dream. You have different skills, different abilities, different gifts. But the principle is the same. Are you a Jesus follower? You believe in Jesus? Then you have a God-shaped dream in your heart. And out there somewhere is a God-shaped need. Now, it might be right where you are, or it might physically be somewhere else. Will you join hands with him and go, this God who is able to do immeasurably more than all that we can ask for, even imagine, according to his power at work in us, will you go, and not in your own strength, not doing just things on your own, but in his strength, seeing him do miracles along your road, bringing his love into the lives of other people. Will you go? The whole point of living out our dreams isn't just self-fulfillment, although that's a big side benefit. Now, from God's perspective, the point of it all is for us to be a blessing to others, for us to share his love, his blessings with others. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.